Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the third issue of this Teen Titans arc, so let's get to the issue.
We open up the next issue, and again, Raven is, you know...
Talking about how everyone shall bow to Trigon, and that everything else is, you know...
She's hyping up Trigon.
Yeah.
She's the hype man.
He is your master. You will obey him. He has, you know, rules that you will follow. Monologuing.
This reporter that is reporting everything, he's getting this exclusive with the new leader of this Trigon. It doesn't last long.
Yeah.
He gets blasted. Well, everybody on the mainland gets blasted. Then we jump back to the remains of Azeroth. And now the colors aren't muted. We're actually back to the regular color palette.
Yeah.
So you know things are fucked up. One thing, it's revealed later on, but I noticed that Lilith's dialogue from this point on has changed.
Yeah.
And we'll get the reason why here in issue number 5. But it threw me, especially when she said Wallace, like, the only person I remember ever calling Wally Wallace was Raven.
Well, that, and like what really threw me off was that, because like when it first happened, when she was first talking like somebody else, she was talking like Raven's mom,
Ariella,
whatever, Raven's mom. And so like when, boom, she's standing there and then she was still talking weird, I'm like,
Something's up. Yeah, so it's revealed that Trigon is gone. Apparently, the Titans, when they first fought him back in like issue 4 or 5 or 6 of series 1, they had banished him to Azeroth and they were holding him. Now he's escaped, obviously.
Yeah.
And now he's on Earth. So they need to find a way back to Earth. And Lilith is able to pull them back and I think protect them. Oh, well, the rings, poof, were able to protect all of them from the destruction of Azeroth.
Yeah.
So by using the rings, they're able to get back to New York and back to Earth. But when they go back there...
Not quite what they remember.
It's hell. It's Trigon's hell on Earth.
Yeah.
And it's spreading. Like, he has taken over New York at the moment. And it's getting...
It's widening.
It's spreading out of the city. We get some very creepy looking, creepy looking landscape where there are hands and faces like elongated out of the buildings and the floor, like reaching because they're getting destroyed and dying. It's fucked up. I like it. As you guys can't tell, we like fucked up things here on Comic Book Rundown.
That's pretty nicely.
Yeah. So, Corey goes to scout out Trigon. Changeling goes to scout out the destruction, while the rest of them are just kind of trying to get a plan together. Corey sees that Trigon is sleeping.
Yeah.
He has formed this chair, this...
Throne.
Throne, makes sense, yeah. On top of the old Titan's Tower. And he's just sitting there. He's just relaxing. His eyes are closed. Doesn't have a care in the world.
Okay. So there's something that I has made me chuckle.
What was that?
Okay. So the horns that Trigon has,
yeah,
look like antlers.
Yeah.
And like they look like cartoon antlers.
Well, 80s, man.
And no, but I mean like not even like okay.
They're like, very Rudolph.
Yeah, antlers. Like, you know,
like pubescent young Rudolph. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, one day, when I'm the biggest, kingest, meanest terror in the world, I'll have full antlers. But until then, I've got these.
I mean, it'll almost be better if he just uses hands and does the moose thing, right?
Oh, boy. Anyways. So, yeah. So, Starfire's like, you know, I could attack him right now, but he seems different. Obviously bigger and more powerful, and I don't want to risk it. I better just radio back and let everybody know what I found.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
And then you've got Wally walking down what was the street, and like there are people
esque.
Yeah, this is what I was saying. Like, the people are in the building,
but yeah,
arms are reaching out, faces are elongated,
melted, yeah,
in terror. And as he's looking around, trying to see what's going on, he's disbelieving that Raven could do this. Until he actually comes face to face with her and sees her in her demon form. He screams out, which draws the rest of the Titans to him, and they all basically come running up and see a Raven like this.
Standing above Wally's little bitch ass, crouched down on the ground crying.
She sends like this, not like shockwave, but...
She's using
Trigon's
powers to hurt the Titans.
Yeah. Going to try to make them
killing
his
not
kill him. Because as of right now, he wants to have them alive to see his triumph.
Yeah, to see him and his daughter destroy everything.
Especially since they were the ones that banished him the first time. It doesn't go completely well. Like, Starfire shows up and basically stops Raven from hurting the Titans anymore. Jericho attempts to jump into Raven, knowing full well that
what the hell is already going on there is probably gotten worse.
I heard him before, but you know, a hero does what a hero does.
Well, he's willing to do it for the person that he is, you know, beginning to love. And I mean, that's what I got from, you know, the limited understanding and interaction that I've gotten from the two of them is that,
more of a platonic, like, I love you as a friend, as a sister, as a teammate. Like, it's no physical relationship going on. There might have been, but that's also something that's never going to be explored, as far as I know. It does not work well for Jericho. He gets bounced out of her.
And fucked up pretty good.
Yeah. Well, what does it say here? He tried once before, and he knows the nightmare awaiting him. This time, however, he braces himself. He is ready. Then he screams a painful, silent scream, and his mind suddenly explodes. His eyes melt. His tongue swells and ruptures. His flesh and bones erupt with thousands of searing fires. He was not ready for that.
Now, when they first said this, I thought she'd actually freaking killed him.
I mean, I knew they didn't. I knew she didn't. Well, actually, I didn't know that because I know he does die. At some point.
Yeah.
Because there is another statue of him in the issues. Like, when I started reading Titans books, he's one of the ones that, like, lost the fallen members. I thought this actually might have been the time that he died, which would have been definitely sucked because he just got accepted into the Titans.
All right, look, we got you, but fan ratings say that you're not high on the list, so...
I mean, obviously, he doesn't die, but it was definitely a touch and go there, I thought.
Yeah, like I said, when I first read, I thought right there that, you know, she had just destroyed him, like, utterly. But then we get over to the other Titans, and they're all basically,
She puts them in a trance state to have them... To try and break down their mental walls.
Yeah, warping their minds, making them into their worst nightmares, basically. Mm-hmm. The first one we see is Dick, Nightwing. He ends up in this weird robotic-looking place, like everything's mechanical and stuff. Yep. And he hears this yell, and he says, I know that scream, it's Batman.
So he goes rushing off, and he finds Batman... trapped in this, in some of the metal
casings, machinery, whatever
the hell it is, and stabbed through the chest with another metal bar.
Like a big, huge spear of metal almost.
Mm-hmm. With Robin, Jason Todd.
Jason Todd.
Crouching
his little bitch ass down on the floor.
Yeah, he's crying because, you know, he couldn't save him. You know, Dick would have saved him, but I'm not Dick, and now Batman's dead.
He's not Dick.
Oh, stop it. We also get a negative version.
Nega.
Basically, Nega Nightwing.
Yeah. Which sounds so awesome.
It does, doesn't it?
And he actually looks a lot fucking cooler, too. Only because of the red eyes.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much the same gay jumpsuit.
He's basically yelling at Dick. He's like, all right, you fucked up.
If you would have been with Batman, he would have survived because you have way better skills than this dumb little piece of crap Jason Todd. And, you know, and you left him with this whiny little bitch. And he even goes there and picks up Jason Todd by his hair.
Yeah.
And he's like, look at this little bitch.
Yep.
You look at him. You think that he could save Batman?
Which I find funny because at this point in time, that his hair was a wig. So it should have came off. Yeah. Anyway. We then go over to Cyborg talking to, well, he's, in his mind, he's talking to Sarah, his on-again, off, well, on-again girlfriend kind of thing. The girl that works at the amputee center for the kids that he has
talked to, flirted with, and kind of hung out, and they were kind of sort of...
Well, yeah, things happened in Judas Contract that, and prior, in between,
Terra Incognito.
Yeah, Terra Incognito and Judas, where he thought she was married or engaged because her ex-fiance was...
No, that was actually part of the Terra Incognito. I remember that part because he called on the, like, left the phone message or whatever.
And okay, yes. In between there, it's found out that he straight
was
up...
was a lying turd.
Yeah. And said basically, fuck you, Cyborg, blah, blah, blah. He asked her to the wedding, and she accepted. So they're kind of a thing. So when he goes up to her and is trying to figure out what's going on, and she's like, no, get away from me, you monster. Help me, Victor, help me. And then you see Victor Stone, not all cyborged up, but still wearing the metal leotard.
Yeah, like, that. Okay, that was the thing that cracked me up the most. Like, yeah, I'm a normal person, but I'm keeping on this suit because they don't know how else to draw me.
Yeah. All the kids that were that Cyborg helped
they all are normal now. The prosthetics and stuff.
Yeah.
They're all normal kids with, you know, all their limbs and such.
So basically what we're getting is, you know, we're getting negative versions of everybody. We see the next one is Donna Troy and Negatroy.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. I mean, I realize that comic books are hypersexualized.
That picture?
Every time you see Donna in a the bust picture, basically.
Yeah.
It is basically all bust.
Yeah.
Like, there's even picture in, like, back here further. I was going to make a comment because at first I thought that it had put her in a white shirt, and then I realized that it wasn't her in a white shirt. They literally just colored her tits in and then left the rest of the background without the suit on. So, like, it was basically like, yes, I have to make sure we get her cleavage in here, but it doesn't matter if we have the rest of her suit in there or not.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. But anyways, so bust into her apartment with Terry, and her Nega Wonder Girl is...
he killed her. I'm sorry. She killed... The Negatroy killed Terry.
And, like, stuck her fingers through his throat. It's actually kind of badass.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at you, you pathetic little worm. I can't believe that I would ever leave my heritage for you.
Yeah, basically, she's egging her on. It's like, why would this man accept you?
Why would you accept this man with who you are?
Okay.
It's her telling her, it's her negative self telling herself that it was a waste of her heritage and her powers and her, you know, ancestry to be with this pathetic little human, you know. You could have had, you know, anything you wanted. Mm-hmm. You could have stayed on Paradise Island and been the leader of the
Hippolyta, Queen Hippolyta.
Yeah, could have, you know, you could have been not a disappointment to her like her own daughter was, and this and that and the other. And she's like, "No, I hate you," and blah blah blah. And then we switch to the next one,
which is
Garfield. I guess I like this part though at the top where she throws her negative self through the fucking side of the building, and like all you get is the pieces coming out with her flying through the air.
The Negatroy.
Yeah.
I like that one. We then get Beast Boy, Changeling.
And the Negling.
And facing off against each other. The Negling is basically...
what the hell is he supposed to be? It looks like one of Trigon's demons. It really does.
I don't know, because even the pterodactyl that he changes into has got, like, two heads.
Yeah, like I said, it looks more like demons than it actually does animals. He's normally, you know, what he normally does.
Oh, and that's Robot Man. The one he's standing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of the Doom Patrol.
I got that actually from from context. But basically, this is showing the
everybody is showing everybody that Changeling has lost.
Yeah,
and it's basically saying, it's, you know, you saying can't.
He killed him.
Yeah, you can't survive. Like, you don't need friends. Every time you have a friend, they die. So who are we gonna kill next?
Yeah, and like, dude, this part right here where he's standing over a cyborg and then changes back into like the Nagling changes back into the Gar looking Nagling, yep. And he's eating his heart.
Right,
and I'm just fucking like
wicked, man.
Yes.
We then go to Starfire with Negastar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's...
Not as hot as the regular Starfire.
I don't know. That picture looks kind of hot.
But it's the lack of green eyes and red hair, I think, that just doesn't do it for me.
Okay, that's fair.
It's my thing, red hair, green eyes, you know.
That's fair.
Anyways.
she is seeing her planet, Tamaran, being...
enslaved.
Yeah, again. And...
Well, still, because at this point in time, she doesn't know that they're free.
Oh, sure. That's right. Yes. Sorry.
And this is saying, you know, the only way to save them is to enslave yourself.
But she's like, no, that was the whole reason why I went to Earth.
This is my favorite one right here, though. The Wally West one. Okay, so Wally comes into his negative self and demon...
Raven.
Raven fucking.
Yeah.
Like, right there. And he's like, wait, am I... That's not me. Damn it.
he definitely was mad about that.
And then, you know, the negative him is like, you know, this could have been yours. You could have taken Raven. You could have had her. She wanted somebody that was just going to get in there and, you know, take what was theirs. But you didn't do it. And you're a little bitch. And that's why I'm taking her and I'm banging her. And I'm going to throw on my suit now to... And then, dude, and then this Nega Wally has two sets of eyes.
Yep, has four which eyes.
Threw me the fuck off because I'm like... Damn, I'm like, that's like hardcore Trigon right there.
Well, and what it ultimately is Trigon manipulating all of them.
Except for Jericho, of course, because he's still in shock,
well,
you know.
Yeah, Jericho and Lilith are knocked out. Well, Lilith is protected.
Yeah.
And we'll see that here in the next issue. But basically, everybody gets... They're fighting themselves.
Yeah.
They're fighting their inner demons because everybody has demons. The negative
side of themselves, yes. And while this is going on, Lilith and Arella are...
Raven's mom.
Yeah. They actually had her name on here, so I was able to read it, I remembered.
Nice.
But Lilith is like, I sense the approaching encroachment of Trigon's awakening. I sense in the Titans' defeat and pain, they're near and in danger. And as they... find them, it says their very soul, they're fighting for their very souls. And then we come over here and they've got all the Titans basically looking like the humans coming out of the buildings. They're all stretched and their features are muted,
distorted
and they're writhing in pain. And that's like, where and then up on the top of this building they've got Raven's cloak. Well, I mean Raven obviously, but all you can see is the cloak
billowing
and sitting there looking on them in like, you know,
In triumph, because they won. Well, they're winning.
Yeah, and that's that one.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Teen Titans story.